I think the challenges are immense, as outlined by Richard Hooper, who's a former media regulator who's had a look at the business. This is the second report that he's done, and he was equally negative about prospects when he delivered a first report in May of this year. He's not negative that the Royal Mail has somehow got it all wrong, but what he is saying is that the kind of challenges that it faces, not just from private sector competition, but also from, and more particularly from, low-cost alternatives, and we're talking basically about emails and digital information, that the Royal Mail's got a position where it's like a ship with this massive superstructure on the top that's threatening to topple it over.
So drastic action needed. What does he recommend should be done?
Well, he's basically saying that one of the enormous costs and dangers to the Royal Mail is the pension fund, and he's saying that there should be some kind of government help in paying that off. It's about £3.6 billion at the moment, but it hasn't been updated, an assessment of those liabilities, for 3 years, and an assessment is expected in 2009. That's expected to show it's doubled. So we're talking £7 billion worth of liabilities, which is absolutely massive, is beyond the Royal Mail's ability to pay. And the suggestion today from the government was that it would pay that. The quid pro quo, in a way, is that it will not continue, it seems, with full state-owned status. And Peter Mandelson has suggested that the Royal Mail should seek a private sector partner who would come in and buy a stake of the business. That's effectively part privatisation, which will be opposed by the trade unions.
Well, indeed, it's kind of pits old Labour in the shape of the Communication Workers Union against new Labour in the shape of Peter Mandelson.
Yes, I think it's hard to imagine that the CWU, which is the Communication Workers Union, is going to welcome in any shape or form the idea of private operators coming in and taking a stake in this business. I think they'll be opposed to that. But I think Richard Hooper, who did the report, has also outlined that the industrial action in the past and various opposition to certain changes in working practices has not been positive in helping to build a secure future for the Royal Mail as it currently stands.